ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
They are sustained because they are made in the image of God. Praise God. So, honor should be given to our spiritual parents or leaders. The fifth area, honor the king and those in authorities. Honor the king. Honor the king. It's evil to speak bad about our president. I'm saying it to you, don't join people speaking bad against our president. There was a time, the things on our lips were Buhari, Buhari is there now. It was Jonathan. A house is burning somewhere due to carelessness, it's Jonathan. So there was another time it was Yaradua. There was another time it was Obasanjo. There's so. The current time now is Buhari. If there is a myth, if it's actually true, that myth, the myth that says when people pronounce your name long enough, your hair begins to make, I'm sure that the man, maybe his hair also is totally, he has developed immunity against criticism. But hey, what do we do? It's in the same breath. How many of us are praying for our nation? And you are praying for our leaders. You are praying for wisdom to be able to make decisions. Wisdom to formulate policy. Wisdom to implement policy. Wisdom to pull through. To do things that will be in the interest of the citizens of Nigeria. We are the light of the world. We are like a city set upon the hill. The reason why we are still here is because God wants the world to be saved. That's why he didn't take us out. So as long as we are here, we are the light of the world. So we must honor. And what does the scripture say about that honor? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. Whoever you are, somebody just send credit, MTN credit to my phone. Whoever you are, thank you. At least that word has worked, Abby. But I didn't even remember phone. But that's the way it is. At least somebody responded. Praise God. Whoever you are, thank you. 1 Timothy chapter 6. It says, let as many bond servants, which we are, that are under the yoke, count their masters worthy of all honor. Whether you realize it or not, Romans 13 says, there is no government or power that be except that which is ordained of God. For this season in the eternity, Buhari is designed to be our president. So, Buhari is still also a human being. So, there are tendencies to probably do things, of course. But the prayer of the saint can make a whole world of difference. He said, they are masters worthy of all honors, so that in the name of the God and the doctrine may not be blasphemed. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exalt these saints. So honor must be given to our kings and those in authority. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, the Bible talks about how we should pray for them. 1 Timothy 1, it said, therefore I exhort first of all supplication, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 2, it said, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. So the honor is to pray. The honor is to follow through as a good citizen of this nation. The next area, honor your employers and employees. That's the sixth point. Honor your employers and employees. So, if you are the employer, honor your employees. Then if you are the one that is employed, honor your employers. Stewardship, loyalty, integrity are required in the workspace. Stewardship, it's not yours, but you have been entrusted to take charge of it. So you have to do what you need to do with a heart of a steward. Loyalty. And then integrity, your word matching your action. They are required virtues in the workspace. And please, for us, part of honor as believers is that we must engage hard work, because God prospers hard work. Poverty is a mindset. Wealth has or is a ladder. If you jump that ladder, you will fall off. I give you scripture now. Proverbs 13:11. Say, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Don't steal from your employers. That's the honor, part of the honor. Be loyal. Don't cut corners where you are being paid salaries. You can go and do things somewhere else, but not in that same place. Don't do your work basically because the guy is there. I mean, we read that from Colossians. He said, do your work as if Christ is your employer. And then if you are an employee, don't be lazy. Use that time to do what you have been required to do. Christian employees, you are not employed to pray in the office. Maybe prayer during your lunch period, if you have any. You are not employed to go be reading Bible in the office. You are not employed to play games in the office. You are not employed to watch football in the office. So, you are employed to give value in certain dedicated hours. Honor demands, whether you are being supervised or not, give that place or that place, workspace, those hours. So that at the end of each day, there is the integrity of your heart says to you that you have done what is required. And sometimes you have to do outside your JD. And then if you are the employers of labor, please read this. James chapter 5, I read something to you. That's also honoring our employees. James chapter 5, from verse 1 to 6. Come now, you rich, weep and howl, your mystery that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and corrosion will be a witness against you and will heat your flesh like fire. God forbid, though, but hey. God's word is true. He said, because why? You have heaped up the treasures in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth, the man of war. So if you are an employer of labor, don't hold people salary. So which also means if you can't pay, don't employ. That's why I say that Christianity is a narrow way. It's against the wishes of the crowd. Hey, don't be an employer of labor. Why salaries are being held? you are going for holidays. You can't do that. Because he said that, hey, those things will soon be corrupted. Those things will, and then more so. Hey, the cry of those who are working on the field to generate that income, they have entered into the ears. So, honor in that relationship is two way. The one who is employed, honor your workspace, honor your boss. Give your attention to those hours that you signed for. And the ones that are employed, also give back. You know, sometimes I hear these people complain to me. People promise people bonus or bonuses. And as soon as the money comes, stories begin. No, you don't do that. As a covenant child of God, if you are not, don't promise on what you won't deliver. And honor demands that if anything goes wrong, you hold everyone, every stakeholder, an explanation. That's honor. Praise God. Don't say things like, oh, if they are not satisfied, let them resign. No. Honor your employers, honor your employees. The seventh area, honor widows. Honor widows. Extend your help. I mean, this honor of widow is very critical. It's not just giving things. Extend your help. Don't take advantage of someone's vulnerability. Don't. Extend your help. There are things you can do. Your counsel, your wisdom, your physical help. If you know anyone around you, please do. Elderly, I mean middle age, young, please do. That's a Christian virtue. I mean, the Bible says we should clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, with honor. Eighth area, honor everyone you see. Everyone. Rich, less rich, poor, less poor, elite, less elite, educated, less educated, whatever category, honor everyone you see. Value everyone you see and meet. Not just people who are well off. I understand all those philosophy, all those confession, what I get level, levels don't change. So I understand all those things. But hey, your vocabulary as a covenant child of God is that you honor everyone. You know, sometimes it's your gate man that will deliver you in the day of evil. Sometimes it's the office messenger. Sometimes it's the one who opens the gates that can give you access into places. So, honor everyone. Honor everyone. Not just people who are well off. I mean, how do you honor people that way? Always look for what to deposit. There is something, I keep saying that each time, there is something God has put on the inside of us that we can use to add value to other people. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. 1 Peter 2:17. He said, honor all people. Honor all people. So, it's Bible command. It's not an advice. Honor all people. Honor. Whether they are wearing suit or they are wearing coat. Honor all people. Whether they are carrying a briefcase or a portmanteau. Honor all people. That's the word. And he says what? Love the brotherhood. And he says what? Fear God. And he says what again? Honor the king. Honor. Maybe another word that is synonymous with what is respect. Respect. Honor. Sometimes it's a little child. I mean, you see these things, we read and gloss over them, even in the Bible. It said a certain man. Or a slave. A whole general in the army was leprous. And it was something that stayed with him for many years. He probably have gone to see, if it's in the modern day, he has gone to the best hospitals, the best specialists in the world, yet there was no cure. A little girl, not just a little girl, a house help. If it's in the modern day, maybe cannot speak English. If that household have not treated her, she probably would not have suggested what she suggested. Because they have treated her. She has seen that sickness. She recalled in her own experience that in my country, people have similar diseases. And by that account, you know the kind of man. He was probably a very rich man. Because he said that, with all these things, that I came from my country, with the letter and all that, the man could not even come out. And then the man said later on, he said, even if it's to shower, I have swimming pool, there are even rivers, not this kind of river. That tells you the kind of ego that the man had. But a small girl said, hey, okay, this leprosy has been there. We travel all the way to this place. So what will it cost you? And you are not traveling anywhere. This is the water. Please, brothers, honor all people. Sisters, honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. The Bible means what he says. So if the Bible says, honor everyone, hey, what we are saying is that look for what to deposit in other people. Don't be a taker. Don't be an opportune human being who is always, they do one chance business, one chance opportunity this day. No. Be someone who is always ready to share with other people your counsel, your wisdom. You want to lead people with your experiences so that they don't make the same old experience. Oh, will people disappoint you? Absolutely, yes. Will they castigate you in certain circle? Absolutely, yes. But hey, the Bible is also clear. To him who knows how to do good and does not do him, to that person it is what? Sin. The next area, honor your own word. W-O-R-D. Honor your own word and word. W-O-R-L-D. So you honor your words, and then you honor your space, your word. Honor. Honor. Poverty mindset, we always wait for someone to do something before they follow. No. Honor. Honor your own word. When you make promises to people, keep your promise. If you run a business, you make promise to deliver, please keep your promise. If anything is going to change, let people know. Let it not be the number you are trying to call cannot be reachable. Hey, where are you? Where are you? The third time, you just switch off the phone permanently. And when you show up, you say, my battery is flat. That's a lie. It's not. Honor your words. Honor your words. Honor your words. These days, sometimes they said dealing with us believers is like somebody says good night. You want to go and look. Is it really dark? Honor your word. Honor your word. If you have opportunity to borrow money from people, please pay back. pay back. Don't fight people over their money. But even how much is it? 20,000 naira. If you have the 20,000 naira, why do you borrow? Honor. Honor. If you are not going to, the moment you are borrowing, you know that in 6 months' time you are not going to return. Some people actually borrow and they know that they are not going to return the money. So honor your words. And then honor your word. You have a space. Honor it. Put respect around your boundary. The way you honor yourself, that's the way other people will probably honor you. Honor your word and your word. And then lastly today, honor godly counsel. Honor godly counsel. It's all about us. Wisdom cries all around us. And I say, honor means submitting yourself to godly counsel. So it may be from your parents. I use the word, I called it godly counsel. Godly counsel means they are encouraged, anyone who is encouraging you to live a value-added life, to get better with your life, whether they use scripture or not, they are godly counsel. Godly counsel. Submit yourself to godly counsel. It may come through your parents, through mentors, through friends, through associates, through your spiritual leader. Surround yourself with people who can speak into your life. Surround yourself with people who can speak into your life. Some people, all that they hold, their friends, everyone around them, they are people who encourage them to do evil. Honor godly counsel. Honor. And you know there's a case in the scripture. Who among them now, before that singular non-respect for honor led them to the division of the kingdom of Israel? Who among the two brothers? Is it Jeroboam or Rehoboam? Which one that has friend that says, tell them, Rehoboam. He said, see. He said, this one, he said, there is a new level. A new regime has come. Tell them that, their tax used to be 5,000. Their tax is now 25,000. Tell them, they used to send things, they must appear. And you know, those things, as that young man stood before the people, they said, oh, no, that's not how your father did it. They said that, he said, well, we have no inheritance in the first place. It was the principle of honor. That we are even here. We honor you because we honor your father. He said, but hey, since you are not ready to listen to us, he said, unto your time, O Israel. I say it all the time. You and I cannot live life without having people speaking into our lives. No, it's what I want to do. And these days, we heard such a lot. Said, this is me. I want to do me. Hey, you can't do you. Because if you do you, you affect other people. When the consequences of doing you comes, everybody around you, because they love you, they will bear those consequences. And sometimes, if I break my leg now, carelessly, you will carry me to the hospital, Abby, but they won't hang your leg. You don't need pain reliever. It's me. You don't need, sometimes, you may decide not to visit me. Praise the Lord. So, please, let's learn to honor godly counsel. And you know, sometimes, the way you know it, if everybody seems to agree with you on certain issues, maybe you should listen to the voice of wisdom. Sometimes when somebody says, I think you should consider it this way. These days you hear from people, what do you know? You don't know anything. That man is just old school. That woman, you know, it's that old school. Sometimes you need their counsel. That old school may have failed in that business you are trying to do. And he's telling you that that's not the way to go. Honor godly counsel. It will deliver us. So in the workplace, we need it. You have people. God always plants people around us. Mentors, associates, friends, even kids. They speak wisdom. But when we learn to honor everyone, we can listen to the voice of wisdom. At the Honor Code series, it's something for us as believers to imbibe into our life, to inculcate into our life. A whole lot is happening around us today. And God is looking for you and I to pour through us. The world is broken. But hey, he says, saviors will arise from Zion. And that's the responsibility. We need to get ourselves. One of the benefits of the things that we have is the fact that God lives on the inside of us. That greater one lives on the inside of us. So no matter the challenges, he said, you have overcome them, little children. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Stand with me in this moment.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,